This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. As I mentioned a couple of shows back, we have kind of retweaked our senior referral list, and now we have referralsforseniors.com. And once again, we are not trying to make this a directory of a lot of different providers. We are looking just for those right connections and folks that can really help you as a family member and caregiver and as maybe the senior yourself. But you can just go to referralsforseniors.com. And we are not trying to make it a directory, just trying to find the right people for the right need. And, of course, most of you know Kurt Rogers on our show, Affordable Interest Mortgage. They handle all of our mortgages and reverse mortgages and even things like plumbing. We have Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. And so we just want to find companies you can trust. And really, I can think of no other category that's really more important than the one we're going to discuss today. And our guest is no stranger to our show. She has been with us before, Kelly O'Connor with Senior Care Authority. And first of all, Kelly, welcome.
Thank you so much, Scott. Thanks. So glad to
be here.
Great
to see you again. And glad to have you on our referral program. And, you know, again, this area of placement, because so many times things happen quickly and in our lives as caregivers, then all of a sudden we're scrambling trying to figure out who to call, what to do, you know, how to help our loved one. And there's a lot of different areas to go, you know, if they need medical care, if they don't need medical care, do they just need a place to stay, you know, do they need, you know, 24-hour supervision, and a lot of things out there. But let's start off with just Senior Care Authority. Give us a little background on that, how you got into it, and what you do.
Well, Senior Care Authority, I started the company about 3.5 years ago, and it's been so wonderful. We do two things. We do elder care consulting, so helping families understand where do we go, what do, who do we trust, when's the right timing, what do we need in place. And then we also do senior living placement services, which is helping people find the right assisted living, memory care community, senior living environment when it's time to move.
Right. And, you know, it seems like so many times a lot of families I know, there are two or three siblings. One lives here. The others live out of state. And the ones out of state seem to want to run everything when they're not here. So that presents its own problems. That's probably another whole show. But so talk about kind of your process and who you can help.
So I really work with the family caregiver mm-hmm. and the elder themselves. Those are really the two people that I focus in on. Right. Who is the person that's receiving the care and receiving the support in a lot of cases, not necessarily care, mm-hmm. but then who is their personal representative? Who is their power of attorney? Who is the main person that's going to be involved in their life? Right. And all of the other people that are involved in the process are really important too. And so we want to make sure that we get everyone's opinion mm-hmm. because people have a lot of opinions about things.
Sure.
And we want to make sure that everyone's included in the process so together we can have a really strong plan in place for if and when a crisis happens. A lot of times I'm being called into the middle of a crisis. And when someone's in rehab, this is what most people don't know. When someone's in rehab, Medicare and guidelines say that the rehab only needs to give you a 72-hour notice. So a lot of our families, they find out that they can't go home safely and Medicare is going to cut off the coverage in 72 hours. And we have to jump in really quick, scramble to handle all of that, find a place to live, coordinate all the paperwork, coordinate right. the logistics of the move, and make that all happen in a short period of time. That's why I always encourage people, let's get to know each other ahead of time.
Sure.
So in the middle of crisis, we just put a plan into place that we've already talked through.
Mm-hmm. I was talking with one of our financial planners that day, and I said, have you ever heard the statement, I wish we hadn't have pre-planned so much? No. I mean, most everybody, like I say, something happens, you're reacting, and you really don't even know who to call or where to find help.
And that's what I really love, is supporting the family and saving them so much time mm-hmm. and headache and stress. Because healthcare is a wonderful system. Right. We won't get into that piece of it, right. but we have a healthcare system. But it is so difficult to understand the language of healthcare, especially for a layperson, and to understand what needs to happen when. And then when you put senior care on top of healthcare, that's a whole different industry. So getting them to talk to each other, getting the families to understand what is going through, what options that they have, and having someone like myself that'll sit down and actually explain it to you in layperson terms and communicate with all the different systems, it saves people so much headache, heartache, time, and just being able to make some really tough decisions in a quick period of time.
Right. So really, there's probably several different scenarios. You get your phone rings, and that's some, maybe it's, they know it's time for them to get out of their house. They can't live there safely. And then also, like I say, maybe they had a fall, they're in a rehab thing. Now they can't go back home. So there's several, what other, is that about the main two scenarios you
fall
into?
Those are the two scenarios. You know, I've sort of specialized my practice in helping families in crisis and really complex families. I love to work with families that everyone gets along.
Sure.
Everyone has a plan in place.
So both of those families you've worked with like that have been nice, right?
But I love being able to support any family through the process. Some are easier than others, and I don't mind difficult, because I really hold that the family, through this process, that they'll actually be able to come together. And that I often see families heal that have been on sort of opposite sides and fighting over things. I've really seen families come together in remarkable ways. And then there's other families that it's really tough. I have two families right now that there's drug addiction in the family, and there's all sorts of chaos because of that element. And so I can come in and really forcefully support the power of attorney and protect the elder. I love being able to do that too.
Right. Kelly O'Connor is our guest. She is with Senior Care Authority. Her number is 720-500-2550. And if you've got questions, she will be glad to help you. And I want to make sure I got the right website right. I had for my notes, seniorcare-denvermetro.com. All right, so good. And so you can check out that website. She has a lot of great information there that we're going to discuss today. But just a lot of good information, as Kelly just said. It's never too early to start that conversation and get to meet her. So when you go into most deals, are most of them fairly smooth from family agreeing on what to do, or is it kind of a 50-50 deal sometimes?
It really depends on how open the family has been in communication earlier. Because during a crisis, you know, I get nervous and scared when I have a crisis in my personal life.
Sure.
And so when you have everyone that's nervous and scared at the same time, and we're often having to look at, you know, really difficult diagnoses, you know, all of a sudden, you know, someone gets a dementia diagnosis or a cancer diagnosis, you add that element on top of it, it can be really, really complex. I have a master's degree in spiritual psychology, so I have a way of really working with the clients and calming the situation and really helping people see the elements that they need to focus on first. And I'm able, just with the experience, I'm able to break it down and really help families have priorities and say, okay, right now for the next hour, here's what you need to do.
Sure.
And then we'll deal with the rest of that in the next hour. And that really has helped my clients really support them through that process.
Right. And then I'm sure sometimes someone is, they have certain needs for that first move. And you never know, in 6 months, 3 months, a year, those needs change. So then they need to go somewhere else. And they've already got that connection with you. It's just, the process is so much easier because it's already stressful on the family, like we just talked about.
Yeah, it's so stressful because most of the caregivers, they already have a busy life. And then you put a crisis on top of an already busy life, mm-hmm. and then everything blows up.
Right.
And so then what do we do? How do we sort through it? And the earlier that I meet the family, the better that we can walk through that process. I get a lot of calls, mom's in the hospital, she fell and broke her hip, what do we do? And meeting someone after you've fallen and broken your hip and you're in the hospital in rehab, you know, you're not on your game, if you will.
Right.
And so the earlier that I can meet with someone, then I do a friendly visit in the hospital and rehab. lab, they already know who I am, right. And I can gently hold their hand, walk through the process, and we've already set the stage for what decisions need to be made.
Right. And then something we can talk about for here in the rest of this segment is your tours and kind of how all that goes about. Because, I mean, first of all, it seems like these places are everywhere now. I mean, there's millions. And all of them look, I mean, they're not like the nursing homes that I grew up with when, you'd go see someone that was sick or something. I mean, these places are pretty nice, which also means expensive. But just because the outside's pretty and the landscaping and the foyer, they're not all created equal either.
Correct. And there are some beautiful places that they're building right now. And then we have more older communities, more traditional nursing home communities in Denver. And so that's another thing. Like, I have one gal who, she can afford the most expensive place, but her personality, right. She's a little more down home. She doesn't need all the bells and whistles. She wouldn't be comfortable in that. She wants to wear blue jeans. She doesn't want to get dressed up for dinner.
Sure.
She wants to wear her blue jeans. So she's much more comfortable in a more modest place. So those are the kind of things that we talk about. When we are recommending different communities, again, we don't make decisions. Mm-hmm. We just do recommendations, and we tour with the families. There's a couple things that we look at. One, who are the key leadership team? Not the salesperson, but really who's running the organization.
Right.
Who's the executive director? Who's the director of nursing? Another key person is the life enrichment director, because mm-hmm. that's the person who coordinates, designs the whole activities and social programming.
Right.
And so what is that person like?
Sure.
That's the person you spend a lot of time with. And who is hiring the caregivers that are going to be responsible for your care? We do that. The other thing that we do is we look through all of the state reports. The website, it's so difficult to find, and it's hard to look through all of these surveys and mm-hmm. reports. There was an article 2 weeks ago in the Denver Post that there's four nursing homes in Denver that are in Colorado that had been written up. We knew about that way ahead of time, before it hit the news, before anything. That's why having someone that's in and out of these communities on a daily basis on your side to share this information with you before you waste your time and go to visit them. Mm-hmm. You know, have someone that understands the way the communities work, how they're actually doing in practical
sure.
ways. Having that foresight before you go into the community, it's invaluable.
Because you look at the expense, the time for maybe a family member or caregiver that may live here, may not live here. I mean, I live here. I wouldn't even know where to begin to go for different types of things. And so when you look at that, and then you have a person like yourself that can really hold your hand, so to speak, and walk through and guide you through all of that. And because a lot of these places have waiting list and different things like that, and you know all of that.
They do.
So I mean, I may go to 15 places and I've wasted all that time and couldn't get into any of them anyway.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, when folks are spending down to Medicaid or the NFH program, that's a really key time. Moving earlier than later is best in those situations, and people think the opposite, because there's a beautiful place here in town that has a 5-year wait list.
Okay.
To be able to spend down to the NFH program or to be on the HUD program for senior living. So again, even though they advertise in a guide that they take Medicaid or take NFH, it does not mean that they actually can take it at that current time.
Sure, sure. Well, great information. All right, we're looking forward to carrying this conversation on further. 720-500-2550, seniorcare-denvermetro.com. You can also find Kelly on our referral list at referralsforseniors.com. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Glad to have Kelly O'Connor with us. Kelly is with Senior Care Authority. Her number, 720-500-2550, seniorcare-denvermetro.com. And you can also find Kelly on our referral list at referralsforseniors.com. So, Kelly, in previous segments and shows, we've talked about your role a little bit. And I want to talk a little bit now about how we as family members can maybe recognize that time when it is time to make a move, if we have the luxury of doing that, and they haven't already, you know, fallen or something, which, I mean, I want to say, if you get nothing out of this show, get the falls are, I don't want to say a killer, but they are. I mean, when people fall in their home, I mean, I'm telling you, break a hip, the road usually is down from there.
Life usually changes from that point on, yes.
Yeah, for sure. So, but just, you know, as maybe people are going to be around their loved ones this summer and all and haven't seen them in a while, what are just some of the signs that we should look for as family members and caregivers if we haven't been around them in a while?
I think the most important thing is really to pay attention to their person. How do they look? A lot of people, you'll start to see their clothing change, their personal hygiene change, their personal care. Like a lot of people, you'll see them that, you know, they used to get dressed up every day, you know, especially the gals, and do their hair and make sure they had on lipstick. And you see them being in more of a house dress or a, you know, their robe most of the day. You start to see little changes like that. The other thing is in their physical environment. Are bills starting to pack up? Is it not as clean as it used to be? How do the dishes look? What do they have in their refrigerator? Little simple things like that. People, you know, they say, oh, mom was a little messy or she wasn't as well kept. But those are really important signs to pay attention to, because the effort to do those things or the will to do those things has subsided a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so that's really a point to look at isolation and to start to bring in some home care and a little bit of help.
Right. And so many times we hear of people saying, you know, when they get into conversations, the parents, we'll just use them as an example, will say, you know, I don't want to move. All my friends are here. But they really hadn't really thought about if they really are their friends and their age, they probably haven't walked down the sidewalk either to visit with them, and they probably haven't seen them in a long time, but it's just in their mind they're there. But then most cases, and I mean most cases, people will say, I wish I would have done this earlier too.
They do. Everyone wishes that they would have started earlier in the process. I have a family I'm working with right now, and the neighbors have been helping in so much. The neighbors have been bringing food, taking the elder to and from doctor's appointments, making sure that they have all the supplies in the house, helping coordinate lawn care and so forth. So the neighbors essentially are providing care to the elder. And in this particular case, they have waited too long in the process, and this gal, her care in assisted living now is going to cost so much more. She doesn't have as many options because of what mm-hmm. she needs, whereas if she just would have moved 2 years earlier, it would have been so much more helpful sure. for her in a lot of different ways. And the neighbors could have been visiting as neighbors rather than as caregivers. And so it's really... sooner is always better, and people are always relieved. They may not like the assisted living. You know, they'd rather be in their own home, but there's so many benefits and so much more care and TLC sure. and support that you get in a community setting.
Right. Now, previously you mentioned about the financial end of it, and you have a lady that, you know, could afford anything, whatever. But so there is a financial end sometimes to getting into some of these places. I mean, if somebody has a lot of assets. So do you have partners and things that you refer to help people, advise them on that financial part?
I have amazing financial planners that I work with that can come in and begin working with a client, or we strategize with their existing financial planner. We also have Medicaid consultants that will be able to come in and advise people. There's a lot of folks that will seek the support of an attorney to protect some of their assets because they have specific goals on how they would like those assets to be passed down mm-hmm. through the generations. So we have a group of amazing people that are here to support clients.
Right. And a lot of times I think they look back, you know, a couple of years, I've heard, and I don't know this for sure, but I think they look back in some of the financial things. So again, starting this process earlier to where your financial status meets some of the criteria could be important too.
It is, and the Medicaid look back period is 5 years. So what a lot of people think is, oh, I'll just sign my home over to my kids, and you know, I'll give away all this money to the grandkids. And Medicaid, you know, is there to support people that don't have resources and aren't able to you know, to support themselves anymore. It's a wonderful program, but it's designed for a specific intent. If you have goals in your financial plan to use that program, you really do need to be talking about this early.
Right. And one thing I want to mention too, your services cost me, the client, nothing.
Yes. If someone is moving to assisted living, okay. the care communities will actually cover my fees,
okay.
which is wonderful. And for anyone who, you know, Scott is, you know, one of your listeners, sure. I will do a home visit for anyone, complimentary.
Okay.
So
okay.
that's
Thank
something
you.
For all of your listeners. I want to make sure that they have access to this kind mm-hmm. of information. There are families that will hire me privately. If the goal is to
sure.
stay at home, they will hire me privately to put together
right,
a care
right.
plan, find the right resources. But when it comes time to move to assisted living or to start picking out that place, mm-hmm. if they call me first, I'll book the appointment for them at the care community, or I'll help them select the ones that they should go visit. And we do all of that together. And I actually go with them because I want to make sure that they get all of their questions answered by the care community.
Sure.
And I want to make sure that they're really comparing apples with apples, that they really have all the exact information from each place so that they can make an empowered decision.
Right. Once again, Kelly's number, 720-500-2550, 720-500-2550, and our website is seniorcare-denvermetro.com. So let's a couple minutes left. Let's talk about that initial phone call and what that looks like and some of the key questions that you asked just in that initial intake.
So initial intake, let's say it's not a crisis. It's someone who's calling just to find out a little bit about putting together a care plan. I want to know who the individual is. How old are they? What is their situation? Are they living at home? Do they have help? Is it professional help? Is it family caregivers? What are their goals? What would they like for their life? What do they envision for their future? We talk about those things so that I know really what direction to go. As I mentioned, for anyone who's part of the Referral for Seniors program or for Haste Elk Radio, I'll come and do a home visit for free. So we'll just visit. Just really casual. Let's visit. Let's talk about some things that we may haven't talked about before with the family. I want to make sure that the powers of attorney are there. If there's not a power and attorney in place, let's talk about who that person should be.
Right.
What is their availability and their willingness to serve in that capacity? And so let's just get together. I do it on a casual basis. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have to ask tough questions, but we do it in a real friendly and real supportive way.
And you know, what we have to realize as kids is we're always our kids. I mean, we're always the kid to the parent, you know. And the last thing most parents want is a kid telling them what to do, you know. So a lot of times just bringing in a third party like you, and not just a third party, but someone with your experience and knowing how to do these conversations are priceless, as we say.
It is. Yeah. And I have a dear friend in the business, and he always says, if you have kids, be nice to them.
Yeah, no kidding. You never know when they're going to be in charge. Yeah,
yeah.
Where you're going to live.
Right. Don't upset them. You're going to need them to take care of you.
Right.
And really being able to have open and honest conversations so that your powers of attorney, so that your children know what you actually want for life. Mm-hmm. And then to be able to have the conversation, what if staying at home isn't safe? What if I'm having to spend 10 to 20 to 30 hours a week going to doctor's appointments with you, making sure your home is maintained? At what point would you want me to encourage you to move to assisted living?
Sure.
When is that critical piece? And for every family, it's different. Mm-hmm. There are some people that have all the time in the world that they will dedicate to their family, to staying at home safely. And there's other families that are really busy and complex where they can't provide the care that the elder deserves. And every family is different. So that's what I really want to do, is find out what their values are, what their ideas are, what their plan is, and support them in making that happen the best way possible.
Sure. Once again, it's a free consultation. Give Kelly a call. Let her know you heard her here on Haystack Help Radio, 720-500-2550, 720-500-2550. And real quick, I'm sure, we have a lot of church organizations that visit with us, and a lot of them have, you know, their areas of seniors. So if someone even wants you to come maybe and kind of meet with a group to just educate them on what's going on, so maybe we could work that out with you as well.
Oh, I would love that.
So
I love to be able to come and just give an overview and then be able to answer those one-on-one questions.
Sure.
And I have some great people that we could even bring along. Kurt Rogers is another one of those to talk about reverse mortgages. Is that even possible for the family? And some attorneys. We can really put together a great team to come and support any of those organizations if possible. Because, again, information, power, is power.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Well, Kelly, thank you. It's been a pleasure having you on.
Yeah, thank you.
720-500-2550, seniorcare-denvermetro.com. And you can also find Kelly on referralsforseniors.com. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Don't let mosquitoes disrupt your family fun at your next barbecue or keep the kids from camping out in the backyard. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I'm very happy that our outdoor activities have been mosquito-free for the last 4 years thanks to the fine folks at Mosquito Authority. Their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. And did you know when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections? At Mosquito Authority, they guarantee you won't be bothered by mosquitoes between treatments. And if you are, hey, all you have to do is call. They'll come back out, reassess your property, and if necessary, retreat at no additional charge. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to have Dr. Mark Riggs back with us. 5280 Functional Medicine. And you can check out that website, 5280functionalmed.com. His number, 720-722-0386. And with that, we will welcome the good doctor. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you?
Great to see you.
Good.
You know, I've enjoyed these shows a lot, and I've been doing some things kind of since you've been talking about the cardiovascular disease and all, and I went and did some of these tests that you can just pay cash for, and I called you to even ask you a couple of questions. When I get some of those answers back, maybe we'll use those as a discussion.
Sure, sounds good.
But, you know, one thing I just want to encourage everybody, you know, and especially guys out there, because we're the ones with the hard head, of just, you know what, get ahead of this stuff. Because one of two things you're going to find out if you go do some kind of testing like with you, and we'll talk about that today a little bit, but you're either going to find out, hey, you're on a good path, or you're going to find out you need some help, and nobody, it's a lot easier to find it out with you going, hey, we need to jump on some stuff to get you on a better health plan than to wait till, you know, something tragic happens.
Right. It's a lot easier to be more preventative about things.
Sure. Now, on our last show, we talked about the functional medicine approach to type 2 diabetes. So let's re-summarize that for our listeners and a little bit about what we discussed there.
Yeah, so last show I explained what type 2 diabetes is, how it happens, the major risk factors for developing type 2 diabetes, including obesity, and the fact that managing the symptoms of diabetes with drugs never heals anything or reverses the condition. The only way to reverse type 2 diabetes is to reverse insulin resistance by addressing the underlying causes of diabetes. So the foundation for diabetes reversal absolutely starts with food. Food really is our medicine, and the day-to-day food choices that we make either contribute to the progression of type 2 diabetes or to its reversal.
Mm-hmm. And good night, I hate this because it always comes down to our food choices. So let's talk about, you know, how exactly our food choices impact our risk for developing type 2 diabetes.
Sure. So as I discussed in the last show, which you can find, by the way, on our website, 5280functionalmed.com, we've got radio show podcast tab, so you can check out the last show. But as I discussed, insulin resistance is the underlying hallmark of type 2 diabetes. And insulin is a hormone that's secreted by the pancreas when we consume calories from fats, proteins, or carbohydrates. And when we consume these macronutrients, they're broken down into sugar or glucose, which is the body's common metabolic currency. Now, when we consume foods, our blood sugar levels rise, sometimes quickly and sometimes slowly, depending on the food source. Fats and proteins raise blood sugar very little, and carbohydrates can raise blood sugar from very little to very much, depending on what type of carbohydrate it is, whether it's simple or complex. But carbohydrate-rich foods have the greatest immediate impact on our blood glucose level. And The name for the scale that we use to know what foods will raise blood sugar and insulin levels the most is called glycemic index and glycemic load. And now we should specifically focus on the glycemic load because it takes typical serving sizes into account, whereas glycemic index, every food it ranks every food's ability to increase blood sugar and insulin purely based on 75 grams of carbohydrates of that food. So for example, white bread and watermelon. These are two foods that are both high on the glycemic index scale, but you only have to eat a few pieces of white bread to arrive at 75 grams of carbohydrates, whereas you would have to eat several watermelon in order to arrive at 75 grams of carbohydrates of that food. So when you take serving size into account, white bread is still high on the glycemic index chart, or on the glycemic load chart rather, while watermelon is low. So this glycemic scale is something that every person with blood sugar problems has to become intimately familiar with because it's the high levels of insulin that are being released meal after meal, snack after snack, and soft drink after soft drink that result in a tendency towards a resistance to insulin over time in combination with excessive fat storage caused by insulin secretions, especially visceral and organ fat accumulation, which further worsens our sensitivity to insulin.
Right. So do symptoms stay kind of pretty consistent, or do you see a lot of different type symptoms with different people on type 2 diabetes?
Well, yeah, that's one of the troubling, one of the problems with the condition is that the symptoms are chronic, they're low grade, a lot of them fly under the radar. And as I mentioned in a previous show, most patients with diabetes and prediabetes are actually unaware that they even have it. So it sneaks up on you.
Sure.
And that can be problematic in a big way.
Dr. Mark Riggs is our guest. If you're just joining us, 5280 Functional Medicine and 5280functionalmed.com. His number, 720-722-0386. And again, we highly recommend that you get in for a consultation, and we'll kind of try to get to that here before we get out of here today, how that works as well. So I know you can't go through everything, but what are just some general rules or guidelines that people can follow to avoid the high glycemic foods and emphasize the low glycemic foods?
The very easiest way to begin is to reduce your intake of food products that are laden in sugar and flour and other high carbohydrate food products, because these food products have the highest glycemic load. And foods of this category include breads, cereals, pastas, rice, artificial sweeteners, juices, many non-berry fruits, dried fruits, and other obvious junk foods like soft drinks, cakes, muffins, cookies, pastries, etc. So, you know, all these foods are incredibly high in simple carbohydrates that are broken down extremely rapidly into sugar, and this spikes insulin and leads to insulin resistance over time. Now, I realize, you know, the thought of this may not be very fun, eliminating all these, you know, favorite foods and foods that really trigger that reward center in our brain. But reversing diabetes and avoiding the inevitable end organ damage that results from diabetes is really the difference between life or death. So just remember that type 2 diabetes, it's a slow moving bullet. So don't underestimate it. If, you know, throttle back on the high glycemic load foods, and you can really save your life. So, you know, there's an interesting research article out of the British Medical Journal which looked at 74 randomized controlled trials of low carbohydrate diets and their effect on type 2 diabetes. And this research or analysis of the research concluded that a low carbohydrate diet is better than any other type of diet for controlling type 2 diabetes. So limiting carbohydrate intake is an absolute must, and it should be the primary approach to managing and reversing diabetes. What I think is kind of funny is that even the American Diabetes Association and a lot of conventionally trained practitioners counsel their patients that a little bit is okay. And it's sort of like, a type 2 diabetic is like carbohydrate intolerant, right? So would we tell somebody with gluten intolerance, somebody with celiac disease, that they can have a little bit of gluten. You wouldn't do that. It absolutely makes no sense. But it's like a weird compromise that is actually poisoning the patient. So we need to greatly restrict carbohydrate intake, refine simple sugars and carbohydrates in order to have the best impact on our blood sugar and insulin resistance. And you know what's another thing that's interesting is prior to the discovery of insulin in 1922, the primary method used to manage type 2 diabetes was exactly that. It was dietary modification involving reducing high glycemic foods. And generally the diets that were used consisted of 5% calories from carbohydrates, 20% from protein, and 75% from fat.
Wow.
So it's probably also worth noting that there weren't a ton of cases of type 2 diabetes back in 1922, and the few cases that did exist were treated quite effectively with this dietary modification. And it's just that in recent decades, not only has a great deal changed about our lifestyles for the worse, which predisposes us to type 2 diabetes, but we also have gotten away from that one treatment approach that was the most effective at reversing the condition. And we've sort of exchanged that for a treatment approach that has absolutely no intention of reversing the condition and almost exclusively relies on drugs.
Right. And, you know, one more topic here for our break about a summertime special you're doing. But I think a lot of times, too, people are just get frustrated because, you know, you go to the grocery stores, you go to these different health food stores. There may be a health aisle with all these different, you know, energy bars and different things. And those may have their place if you're really burning those calories. But, I mean, I've got some friends that eat those things. They do nothing, so they're eating these big, you know,
if you're,
energy bars, and, you know, they might as well be eating a Butterfinger or something.
Right. If you're running 10 or 12 miles a day like I was back in college, and you're just incinerating those calories from high glycemic sources, you're not at an elevated risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Because you are tearing through those calories, you're utilizing them, right? And part of what I mentioned in a previous show was that the reason why physical activity is important is because you need to move your body, you need to mobilize glucose stores. If those stores are already full in your muscles and your liver, the body just immediately begins fat production. And the worst of that fat production happens inside the organ tissue, which further impedes its ability to metabolize glucose and balance glucose levels in the blood.
Right. Now, let's remind our listeners about your summertime special you're offering.
Sure. So we recently added a fantastic new health coach, Bryn, to our team, and she is finishing the Functional Medicine Coaching Academy in collaboration with the Institute for Functional Medicine to become a Functional Medicine Certified Health and Wellness Coach. And you can learn more about Bryn on our website, 5280functionalmed.com. And an exciting summertime special that we are offering through August, through the end of August, is that following an initial consultation with either my wife or I to get you started, and you don't have to have diabetes or pre-diabetes, it can be for any health condition, you have the opportunity to take advantage of absolutely free weekly 30-minute health coaching sessions with Bryn, either in the office, virtually, or over the phone. So make sure you jump on this deal before too much more of the summer goes by.
Wow. That's a terrific offer. Once again, all you have to do is call 720-722-0386. Schedule a consultation. After that consultation, you will qualify. This will go through August for that weekly 30-minute coaching help. And I'll tell you, I think that means a lot to a lot of people because for the accountability, and I think just helps people accomplish their goals
better. Accountability is absolutely essential.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We've got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
After an accident, think about Flesh and Beck Law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation. But you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets. David is the regional vice president of Householder Group, an independent estate and retirement planning firm. He's been nominated as a five-star wealth manager, an award based on client satisfaction, and is educated on the specific issues and concerns facing seniors today. David has the experience, knowledge, and tools to help you design and implement a strategic plan to pursue your individual financial needs. Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Cishon Financial. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, Dr. Mark Riggs is with us. He is a chiropractic physician, and if it's the first time you've heard our show, and he is with us a few times a month, let me just give you a little bit more of his background. He is a licensed chiropractic physician. He is board certified in diagnosis and internal disorders, board certified acupuncture practitioner, a board eligible nutritionist, a nationally registered certified medical examiner, and he is currently undergoing training through the prestigious Institute for Functional Medicine. And that's really what we talk about on this show, is that functional medicine side of things and how really our food affects our body and different things and medications and all those things that can cause you a problem. Today we're talking about the issue of type 2 diabetes and how we can get a handle on that. So now, our listeners have a pretty good idea of what foods to avoid. What kind of foods should they focus on?
Right. So when we remove the high glycemic foods from our diet, it is extremely important to replace them with healthy, low glycemic alternatives. The best choices are most vegetables, because most vegetables are low glycemic. They're also high in fiber and high in micronutrients and antioxidants, which are all factors that help us reverse insulin resistance, the underlying cause of type 2 diabetes. These complex carbohydrates can be cooked and combined with healthy fats and proteins in a variety of different ways, and that make them both delicious and also quite satiating, which means that they keep us satisfied for longer than a carbohydrate-laden meal typically will. And now, personally, I can't stand it when I listen to the radio or podcasts and people talk in general terms when it comes to specific diets and foods for specific health and conditions. So let me get very specific here now with our listeners.
Okay.
Patients with blood sugar problems, including diabetes and prediabetes, or people who want to avoid these conditions in the first place, need to focus on non-starchy, above-ground vegetables such as broccoli, cauliflower, asparagus, green beans, mushrooms, cucumbers, celery, tomatoes, bell peppers, garlic, onion, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and leafy greens like spinach, kale, collards, Swiss chard, dandelion greens, and mustard greens. Now, sweet and starchy vegetables like sweet potatoes, beets, carrots, parsnips, white potatoes, radishes, yams, and winter squash should be limited because of their starch content. Fruits should be consumed in moderation, and the best fruits to emphasize, to focus on, are the berries: raspberries, blueberries, cherries, strawberries, blackberries, olives, avocados. Those are fruits. Citrus fruits, lemons, limes, and grapefruit. All other fruits should be eaten only once in a while, depending on your carbohydrate tolerance, which we should be monitoring with a glucometer. And And occasionally we found that some patients have to avoid fruits altogether because of the way that person's body responds to them and spikes their blood sugar. And it's important to keep in mind that historically our ancestors only ate fruit in the summer and the fall. Now we have access to it all the time. So a little bit different situation. We typically have our blood sugar patients limit beans to about less than 1/2 cup per serving, because our patients are encouraged to check their blood sugar to verify the impact of beans on their blood sugar, since everyone's different. And overall, the average cardiometabolic meal plan that we utilize in our practice limits total net carbohydrate intake in the initial therapeutic period to no more than about 15 to 20 grams of carbohydrates per meal, which is about 60 to 80 calories per meal, and no more than about 40 to 70 grams per day, or about 160 to 280 calories of carbohydrates after accounting for fiber. Net carbs, by the way, I'm talking about net carbs and fiber and total carbs. Net carbs is total carbs minus the fiber, which you can look at on the food labels. Then once we start seeing progress in these patients in their insulin sensitivity biomarkers, then we may try adding the starchy vegetables back into the diet, depending on how they respond.
Right. So as you're helping a patient for that, you know, first time, first consultation, do you have them, you know, cut out some different foods, try some different foods that maybe they haven't eaten, just to kind of see what the reaction is a little bit? Do you start out with?
We start out where they're at, and then we have those patients fill out food logs, and we also encourage those patients to monitor themselves on using a sheet that we have on our website, actually, a blood glucose monitoring worksheet that goes by specific intervals. And so they're logging their food and the times that they're eating, and they're also logging their blood sugar and the times that they're eating, so that we have an idea of where they're currently at, what they're currently eating, and how their blood sugar is currently being manipulated by their food.
This sounds like it might be a pretty good healthy deal to do as a family, even if you got kids.
Absolutely, it's hard.
We've talked about it before with kids and, man, their diet.
Right. It's hard. It's hard for one person in the family to be on board if everybody else is sort of, you know, it's like a swimming upstream sometimes and the rest of the family's not on board.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, and probably when you go through this with a client and try to explain a lot of things about the different ingredients, I mean, they're saying, how do we understand the food labels? Because good night, they mask a lot of the bad stuff, so to speak, with all these fancy names that the everyday person like us, we're not even going to know what we're reading.
Sure, that can be difficult to wade through, and that's part of what we do with our patients in our clinic. And that's part of why we hired Bryn on board, to help patients with just that.
Wow, that's great. And once again, if you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. Dr. Mark Riggs is with us, 5280 Functional Medicine. His number, 720-722-0386, 5280functionalmed.com. And here's his summer special that's going to be going now through August. So you've got a number of weeks you could take advantage of this. Call, do your consultation with them. And then after that, they have a new health coach, and Bryn will be glad to help you. And each week she will do a 30-minute consult with you, and help you get on a healthy path. And most of us made a lot of resolutions back a number of months ago when New Year's came around, and hey, how's that gone for you? Maybe you need to kickstart. Give them a call, 720-722-0386.
And those health coaching sessions are free. They're on us.
Yeah. I mean, great, great point. All right, now, you've talked about the importance on limiting carbs and including the whole grains, and we also discussed emphasizing the non-starchy vegetables, low glycemic fruits, nuts, and seeds. Let's talk about proteins a little bit, and there's always seems to be good and bad about everything in these categories. So what types of proteins and fats can people use to make their meals really come alive?
Excellent question. So proteins are really important for blood sugar regulation, appetite control, lean muscle maintenance, neurotransmitter production, and detoxification. And the best complete protein sources include healthy, clean, organic animal products such as wild-caught fish, free-range chicken and turkey, shellfish, beef, pork, and organic cage-free eggs. I mentioned in a previous show, don't listen to anybody that tells you to avoid eggs because of the cholesterol content. That's that's old news, it's ancient history, and it's been debunked for many, many years. So anybody continuing to give that advice is not with the current scientific literature. So anyway, patients with blood sugar issues need to be cautious of dairy due to the inflammatory immune response due to the protein casein in dairy. Dairy also contains lots of natural lactose sugar, which raises blood sugar. Cheeses, and especially hard cheeses, are virtually carbohydrate-free and may be much better dairy alternatives for people who are not sensitive to casein. But just keep in mind that overconsumption of protein can lead to inflammation. It can increase uric acid. It can negatively impact blood sugar. And the typical rule that we use is about 0.8 to 1 gram of protein per kilogram of body weight for most people.
Right.
Right. So a 160-pound person would typically eat about 58 to 73 grams of protein per day, and each ounce of meat or egg has about 6 grams of protein in it. Now, healthy sources of fats include nuts, seeds, hard cheeses, eggs, and fish, which we already talked about, but also olives, butter, avocados, and coconut are excellent sources. Nuts and seeds make great travel foods for on the go. They're also excellent sources of fiber, healthy monounsaturated fats, proteins, and micronutrients. And these healthy sources of nuts and seeds include almonds, walnuts, pistachios, pecans, Brazil nuts, cashews, and seeds like flax, chia, pumpkin, and sunflower seeds. Now, refined vegetable oils like canola oil, sunflower oil, safflower oil, corn oil, margarine, Crisco, these all contain very easily oxidized pro-inflammatory omega-6 polyunsaturated oils or trans fats and should be either completely eliminated or avoided. Keep in mind that oils in general are a concentrated form of energy that just doesn't exist in nature, mm-hmm. right? So that being said, olive oil and avocado oil are better choices for things like dressings and sauces, while coconut oil and butter are best for cooking because they're more stable when they're heated.
Right. So would it be fair to say that sometimes there are, quote, a very healthy food that could be bad just for that individual, that their system may not agree with that?
Sure, absolutely, yeah. And that's a great point to make. We run a lot of delayed onset food sensitivity mm-hmm. testing.
And that's
just
why that's
for
so
that.
Important.
That's why that can be important, because our foods can be immune system triggers, Scott. Yeah, you're exactly right. And so in order to hit the nail on the head, we'll oftentimes resort to one of these very comprehensive, because they cover about 180 different types of foods and food products. And we can really determine, based on how your blood is reacting to those food antigens, you know, whether or not those foods may be an immune system trigger, or basically a physiological stress burden on us. And so that can be important for people with gut health issues, with autoimmune conditions, mm-hmm. With those types of things. Yep.
Right. All right. Any closing thoughts?
So just to wrap it up here, if I know it sounds like an awful lot, the things that I just mentioned might have sounded like an awful lot to wrap your head around, and that's really because it kind of is, you know, and making slow modifications to your diet over time that eventually amount to a complete dietary overhaul is a serious undertaking. And it's why so many patients out there have a difficult time, to say the least, with the do-it-yourself approach to managing and reversing something like type 2 diabetes. But this is why it's so important to reach out to a functional medicine physician like my wife and I, and our health coach, Bryn, who can, like we talked about earlier, hold you accountable. We can carefully monitor your condition to make sure that we're not in any kind of danger zone, and who can take a collaborative effort in walking you through step by step exactly how to make these diet and lifestyle changes from where you're at your pace. So please, again, feel free to reach out to us. Don't forget about our summertime special. For any new patient, after that initial evaluation with my wife or I, you have access to Bryn, our new health coach, for free once a week for 30-minute health coaching sessions, either in office, virtually, or over the phone, all through the end of August. And any of our current patients who may be listening, You all have access to Bryn's services anytime through August. So please take advantage of this deal while it lasts.
Good deal. Dr. Riggs, always great information. We look forward to our next visit.
Thank you so much.
Again, that's Dr. Mark Riggs, 5280 Functional Medicine, 720-722-0386, functionalmed.com. Thank you so much for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.